on top of the world with you. Nothing is bringing me down.
Welcome to Faith Summit of the Air with Reverend Adewumi Adebusayo of Word and Spirit Ministry International, a production of WASMI Media and Broadcast.
Yes.
Hi, welcome to Faith Summit of the Air once again. My name remains Adewumi Adebusayo. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for this moment. Lord, we offer unto you praise and thanksgiving. Thank you for this program. Father, we ask right now that you fill us with the knowledge of your will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. We ask, Lord, that your word will have a free course in our hearts today. We ask concerning everyone listening to me right now, I ask, Lord, that you give them a miracle. You give them a word that we take them through that which is that situation is right now and bring them out better. We thank you. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Now we take off from where we stopped in the last episode. Remember, we've been talking about step to activating your faith. And we've been able to see two steps. Number one, we said believe the word of God. Number two, we said say what you desire based on the word of God that you believe. And so number three, which we just move into today, is believe what you say. Now, after you have believed the word of God and after you have said what that desire is based on the word of God you believe, now you need to believe what you say. You need to believe what you say. And most of the time, you know, this is where we as believers miss it. We don't have problem believing the word of God. We don't have problem saying that which we desire most of the time. But we have problem believe those things that proceed out of our mouth. Now, I'm going to read Mark 11:23, those words of Jesus to the disciples once again. Look at it. He said, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. Now there are things we are going to look at in this scripture. There are things we are going to see. And number one, he said whosoever. And I said to us before, whosoever means anyone. Anyone in Christ, it can be whosoever. And then he said, he must be able to say to the mountain. That was the last step we discussed. That saying forth your desire. I told us the desire here is that say to the mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea. That is the desire. And we must speak forth our desires in every area of our lives. And then he said, and shall not doubt in his heart. Shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe. Where? In his heart. So it is in the heart you believe, it is in the heart you doubt. But here, Jesus is saying that when you have spoken forth what you desire, you don't need to doubt it. You don't need to doubt what you desire. You need to believe it. So if you are not doubting it, then automatically you are believing it. Now, he said, that man must believe that those things which he said, not what God says, but what he says, he must believe what he says. He must believe that those things he says will come to pass. He must believe that they will be exactly as he has said it. He need to believe that. Now, the word to believe from the Greek word pistio actually means to have a conviction. It also means to be persuaded. It means to be persuaded, you know, about something. It means to be persuaded about something. It means also to think that something is true. And that is actually the place of meditation. When you have spoken for, you need to begin to meditate upon what you have said. You need to begin to meditate upon that which you have spoken. To think it to be true. This is the truth. Because the word of God is truth. And, you know, I told us that what you say must align with the word of God. And the moment it aligns with the word of God, you don't have a problem. Now you can believe that what you say eventually is going to come to pass. And that's what Jesus is saying. He should not doubt in his heart. He must believe that what he says will come to pass. Now, I don't know. Let me give you this simple analysis. For example, maybe possibly where you are right now, you are on a bed in one hospital somewhere, and your desire is healing. You need God to heal you. You desire that God heals you. And I want to let you know, if you are a believer, if you are born again child of God, you've been healed. God is not going to heal you because he already did that. He did that in Christ. When Christ hung on the cross over 2,000 years ago, he did that. He had already healed you. Now you are the one who need to receive that. And when you have come to the understanding of the word of God that Jesus himself took your infirmities and that he bore your sicknesses, and then you begin to speak for, I receive my healing. I have my healing now. I receive my healing. I am alive and well. Every part of my body is functioning well. Every organ, tissue, blood vessel, cell in my body is functioning according to the perfection of God. Now, when you begin to speak forth like that, Jesus said, believe it. That is where we have problem. We say those things without believing it. Now, we can say these things in the sense realm. We can say it with our senses, and we're actually thinking that we believe. There's something that looks like believing. There's something that looks like believing, but it's not believing. Now, listen to me. The Bible said, you know, in the book of James, that even, you know, you say you believe God, that even the devil believe and tremble. Now, you won't compare the believing of Satan with that which is of God. The believer has the believing system and the believing culture of God. So what does it mean to believe? It means to be persuaded of that which God has spoken concerning that situation. So when I believe that and I speak forth according to that, then I must believe also that what I have said will come to pass. The woman with the issue of blood in Matthew chapter 5 verse 28, she was actually the person who practiced this well. The Bible said, for she said, she has said. Where did she say? In her heart. She has said. She said that because she believed that in her heart. For she has said. She has said, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. She spoke forth her desire. She believed that her desire will come to pass. And what was the next thing she did? She acted it out. Every time you believe that what you say is coming to pass, the next thing you do is you act on it. Now, if you are not acting on it, you know, it's a sign that you don't believe it yet. It's a sign that you don't believe that what you have been speaking is actually coming to pass. Peradventure, you've been hearing other people say it, and you are copying that. Or peradventure, you've been hearing your pastor preaching it, that you need to believe, and then you are copying that. But if you are convinced in your heart, if you are persuaded, the Bible speaking about Abraham in Romans chapter 4, the Bible said, I'm being fully persuaded, that what he has spoken, that is God, what God has spoken, he is also able to perform. Abraham was fully persuaded. I was in there, but I believe strongly that he began to speak according to that which God has spoken. He began to speak according to that. Because the Bible tells us in that same Romans chapter 4 that he believed according to that which was spoken. He must have been saying it. He must have been saying it. And the more he said it, the more he believed it. Now, I want to leave this with you. That if you will believe what you say, then you are going to have it. And you will act on it. I leave you here. I see you in the next episode. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to Faith Summit of the Air. To contact Reverend Adewumi, please send message to WhatsApp number 080-748-39159. 080-748-39159. Thank you for listening. Join Reverend Adewumi again next week. Same time, same station. God bless you.